after being accused of stealing more than $200,000 from the church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the case.
The Archdiocese of Miami says that Father Henrik Pollak has paid the money back to the St. Coleman Catholic Church in Pompano Beach, but he could still face legal action after the church reported the incident to the state attorney's office. The Miami Archbishop says the breach of trust saddens and disappoints him. The Sun Sentinel reports the Archdiocese reviewed the congregation's financial records after getting reports that the priest was diverting money, and he did agree to resign last Wednesday. The parish administrator has taken Father Pawalik's place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Hilton Head, South Carolina woman was attacked and killed by an alligator as she walked her dog near a lagoon. The attack occurred this morning at 9:30 a.m. around the Sea Pines Resort in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Authorities said the dog was unharmed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Facebook has been accused by many conservatives of censoring or removing posts. Now, they apologized on Friday for doing exactly that to Prager University. Prager University is run by Dennis Prager, and it puts out videos from time to time on YouTube and Facebook dealing with various political, economic, and philosophical topics. Craig Strazzeri is Prager U's chief marketing officer. He was asked his thoughts on Facebook's apology.
Yeah, I mean, it's laughable. Give me a break. Nobody really believes this was a mistake. They removed not one, but two videos as hate speech. And then after that, they subsequently censored 15 of our posts to reach zero of our 3 million followers. That doesn't sound like a mistake to me. It sounds like deliberate censorship of conservative ideas. Look, Mark Zuckerberg recently said that he is committed to making Facebook a platform for all ideas. Mr. Zuckerberg is failing on that commitment. This is a long-running pattern now. Facebook clearly, like other big tech companies, do not like ideas that they don't agree with.
Strazzeri was also asked on Fox News why this is such a big problem.
This is very serious. It's something that should be scaring every American. I'm glad that the President of the United States tweeted about big tech censorship yesterday or over the weekend, but it's unbelievable that the mainstream media continues to ignore this issue. If someone on the left was censored or had their videos removed, there would be riots in the street, and every single network would be covering this with wall-to-wall coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather for today, high pressure over New England will produce a wind off the ocean today. This will result in more clouds than sun. An isolated shower is possible, but most areas will remain dry. Temperatures will be several degrees below the average high of 83 degrees. An area of low pressure and front will work in from the west Tuesday and Wednesday. Clouds will dominate both days, and the threat of showers will increase by afternoon Tuesday into the first half of Wednesday. It'll be more humid. This system will move off the coast later Wednesday, with showers ending during the early afternoon. High pressure will move in from the Midwest by late week. Sunny skies with much lower humidity is expected both Thursday and Friday. Overnight readings will have that fall feel, with readings in the 50s inland. Today, clouds, some sun. An isolated shower is possible. Highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds at 8 to 12 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s in the city. The lower 60s inland. A light east wind. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers most likely during the afternoon. More humid. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Warmer and humid. Scattered showers. Highs in the lower 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny. breezy and much less humid. Highs in the upper 70s, around 80. And Friday, we can look forward to a sunny day, highs around 80. Thank you, John Marshall, for that weather.
Trust me and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say boy, let's not talk.
Yes. Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Salas for the summer. We are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, encouraging our county to thrive. We provide a positive space to spotlight women as driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses. Through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions, we are here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. So, hey, Devin, how
Hello.
Are you?
Oh, I'm not there. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Devin. Yes. Are you there?
I don't know if my microphone's on. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't.
Okay, maybe I turned this down too much. So we're in a new room today, and everything is backwards, and everything is different, and Deb can't hear now.
I don't know. You know what? I think my thing is down. Turn mine up, babe.
How about that? Can you hear us now? Testing.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm hearing you.
Can you
this
hear us?
One.
Can you hear
I
us?
Hear
you
hear
that one?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
guys,
hello.
For listening. Hello. So, yeah, it's very exciting who we have with us today. Very par for the course for Hunterdon County. Right?
Yes, absolutely. We'll move on from the tech errors that I'm trying to deal with. Hi, Ashley.
Hello, Devin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
I still don't know what microphone anyone is on. I think you're number two. Nope, you're
I'm number three. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm number. Okay, got it.
You're number
right,
one, babe. You're
all
always
right.
number one, right?
We're back. So Ashley has been with us before. Ashley is the executive director of a local charity here in Hunterdon County, Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. Ashley, you want to tell us a little bit about the farm, what they do, why it's a charity?
Absolutely. So I am the executive director of Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. We are a nonprofit farm working in Hunterdon County to connect community, agriculture, and the environment. We're really concerned with building community food security in a way that also educates our neighbors to act as units of change, both for their community and for the environment. So in the last 3 years, we've donated over 150,000 pounds of produce all locally and have put on education programs that have reached more than 1,500 people. Which is super exciting.
That's great.
Yeah. We just celebrated our first ever Peach and Dahlia Festival, and that was a massive success on Saturday. So thank you so much to everybody who was able to make it out, those who volunteered, and to our wonderful sponsors.
It was an amazing event. I do sit on the board for the organization with Ashley, so we work hand in hand on a lot of this stuff, and you put on an amazing day. I don't know how you controlled the weather, but somehow you did. We literally were in a little sunny envelope that it was raining at our neighbor's house.
Well, first of all, you can't give me all the credit. I would not have been able to accomplish anything without the wonderful board and my wonderful team. Who all put in so much for the organization.
And all the volunteers that
and
came out.
All the volunteers. Amazing. It was truly incredible.
So Peach and Dahlia.
Yes.
What is that?
Why that combination, Peach and Dahlia?
Well, we
Sounds
really
wonderful.
Wanted to celebrate summer and the agricultural history of Hunterdon County. And peaches, we have our best variety in season right now. So just in time for the festival. And the dahlia is a beautiful, beautiful summer flower. It comes in so many different varieties. There are so many different looks to it. So we really wanted to celebrate that as well. And the pairing is something that's truly unique. You're not going to see another Peach and Dahlia festival.
It's actually a really good idea because I've gone to peach festivals before and, it's great. But, after a while you kind of get done with the peaches. It's nice to have something more that the farm can bring bring out and for people to enjoy.
Well, it's so much fun in summer. Yeah. It just sounds summery to me, and bright colors, and
it does.
So
yeah, it was awesome. We had a bunch of local families come out. Families came from as far as Newark, which was really incredible for me to see.
Wow.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that? Was a really cool story that you ran.
Yeah, we had. I was talking to one of our visitors, and he ended up telling me that he had come all of the way from Newark, New Jersey. It was their first time on a farm, first time being able to pick their own fruit, first time seeing some farm animals. So it was truly incredible. And it's so awesome to be part of an organization that is working so hard to do something that I'm so passionate about, as in building community food security, and then also being able to, within that mission, be able to connect somebody to the, how the food is grown and really what goes into that and to the land. Cause that's something that is so important and that so many people are not able to really get to experience.
Oh, it is a precious resource that we do have in this region, in the Skylands region of New Jersey. You know, it's just very unique to, you're not going to find that anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, like we have it here. So, to have people be able to come out and experience that, who would otherwise never have that experience, and understand where their food comes from. It's really important.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely important. And there's so many myths and rumors and misunderstandings about where your food comes from. Being able to go and not only, you know, meet the person growing your food, but to take part in like sourcing your food, to be able to literally take it off of the tree next to the people who put in all the effort to grow it is
something
special.
And at the festival we had pick your own. So this family was able, you know, never been to a farm. They went out there and they picked their own peaches and cut their own flowers, right? And they were able to take some fresh food home with them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
it was
so
great.
It's so much better that way. It really is. When
it
you,
adds
you
something.
Can connect to the source, like you said, connect to the earth a little more that way.
So other than picking fresh fruits and vegetables and flowers, what were some of the other activities? What was your favorite activity?
Ooh, that's a really tough question. We had so many great activities. I don't know
there
if I'm
going
to be able to pick
one.
I heard there was a lot of kids' activities there.
Yes.
So what kind of kids?
We had petting zoos. We had a reptile show, face painting, candle making.
Okay, let's back up to the reptile show. I didn't get to see
Let's just skip by this whole reptile show.
And I am so jealous. Did you get to witness? I know me and you are both running around. I saw a snake for a hot minute.
I like poked my head in, and there were honestly so many families in there that I was like, I'm not going to, you know, elbow these kids out of the way.
I tried.
I thought about it, but I decided not to.
I was doing that Facebook Live video, and I'm like, oh, look. And yeah, I couldn't get past all the families and kids.
So. Yeah, they were all so excited about it.
Little annoyed at them. No, kidding. It was amazing.
Darn kids. So the reptile show was brought in by like a vendor came in to show that off?
Mm-hmm. Rizzo Reptile came.
Are they local from this area, or did they come far, or what?
They are local. I'm not exactly
Flanders.
Sure where they're out of. I think Flanders does seem accurate.
I know they have a location in Flanders because one of my friends who came with their kids, the kids were so excited that it was Rizzo's because a couple times a year they drive up to Flanders to go watch his show up there.
Oh, very cool.
He's got a lot of reptiles up there.
Apparently.
Up in Flanders.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely have them come out again for next year's festival. They were a huge hit.
So what can you tell us about next year's festival? I don't think we have a date picked out yet, but we will shortly, hopefully.
We will shortly. We are going to look at doing about the same time, either second or third weekend in August. We are so excited. Our staff and board and volunteers all had such a fun time putting on the festival. And I think everybody that came had a really amazing time as well. So we're just so excited for the growth.
Where should our listeners watch for the date? On a website?
You should check out our website, our Facebook page, and sign up for our newsletter.
And what are our website and our Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. And our website is valleycrestfarmnj.org.
Perfect. We're going to run off to our first commercial break, but we'll be right back with more information about Valley Crest, the Peach and Dahlia Festival, and upcoming events at the farm.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me, Deb Hill, and my co-host, Devin LeConte. Today, we're talking all things Valley Crest Farm and Preserve.
Hello, so, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Welcome back. You've been here once with us before, one of our first episodes, I think, that we had. And we were just discussing the Peach and Dahlia Festival that we had on Saturday.
Yes.
Huge success. Pony rides, hay rides, Rizzo's reptile show, candle making, soap.
Bees.
We got a huge hit. The bees were a huge hit. We got to find the queen.
And oh, nice.
Where was I? I was out to dinner on Sunday, and one of those little tiny bees landed on my straw, and I was able to go on a huge spiel about how they're not actually bees. They're flies that are... They don't have any natural defenses, so they look like a bee.
I've seen the sweat bees.
That one.
There we go.
Very,
very cool.
I impressed all of my friends. Obviously. And they were finding the queen bee. I did a Facebook Live video. Ashley's on it too. And that is on my Facebook page, Ashley's Facebook page. Is it on here? Did you share it?
Yep. It's on the Valley Crest page. It is 100% worth the watch. It is a very entertaining rundown of the festival.
It's a pretty long video, but you can jump around.
It's long. It's not short, but it's worth it.
Get a good idea for what to expect next year. And we're just hoping, you know, that it's going to be better every year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so much growth. Our team met today to go over suggestions for next year's thing to incorporate. We really listened to a lot of the feedback we had gotten from this year. So we're so excited.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, how did you get involved with the whole food security, and what is your background in that? Because I know you're very passionate, which I love.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's a good question. I was really dying to know how you got started with that concern, because that's very concerning.
It is. Mm-hmm. In Hunterdon County, well, in the 7th Congressional District, which involves Hunterdon County, Warren County, and is pretty much a good outline of where Valley Crest Farm and Preserve works, we're seeing food insecurity rates of about 6% of the population. And the majority of those individuals who are facing food insecurity are living 135% below the poverty line. So that's quite a substantial amount of people just in our community alone.
Well, and something that's really interesting from the real estate background is we're moving so many families in with the affordable housing and Mount Morrill Acts that are going on. So we're going to have more families that are at or below poverty level coming into our community. And I think you're probably going to go somewhere with transportation eventually with this, right?
Absolutely. So access to transportation is huge. And it's something, as many of you know, living in Hunterdon County, we don't have a good public transportation system.
We have the link. And
that's it.
If more people would use it, maybe there'd be more going on, but it's very difficult. It's difficult to maneuver. A lot of planning involved,
mm-hmm. especially if you're not in an area of high usage.
Well, and you can only take a couple bags back.
Right. And of course, if you know, mm-hmm. if you've ever gone to the grocery store with a child, how much fun that is on a regular trip. But if you're, you know, having to connect to the bus, walk to a bus stop, get on the bus, go grocery shopping, knowing that you are probably not going to be able to afford all of the food that you want to be, you know, you're having to sit there and make decisions while your children are asking if they can get fresh fruit. No, we can't get strawberries this week because
they're too
expensive.
We
don't have enough money. They're too expensive. You know, we're going to have to get this box of macaroni and cheese that's 50 cents and we'll feed, you know, three of you for one meal as opposed to a strawberry.
Which is 50 cents for a strawberry.
Exactly.
Relatively. You know,
yeah. These mm-hmm. are the decisions that people are grappling with. And if you are just, you know, there's such a focus on nutrition and such an emphasis on people need to be eating healthy and, like, you know, conversations around what we're supporting people to buy. But we really need to be thinking about what people can access. In Phillipsburg, we're seeing that they had a grocery store that was serving primarily lower income individuals and it closed. The farmer's market that was out there closed. So now people are shopping at convenience stores. You know, they're really struggling.
Which are even more expensive.
Right, which are more expensive and offer almost no
fresh
produce.
Very low quality food, yeah, nutritionally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So actually, Valley Crest Farm is looking at, in 2019, starting a program where we're going to do a pay-what-you-can market in the parking lot of the old grocery store to be able to really reach everybody who needs fresh produce in a place where they can be reached and where they are and at price points in which people can afford.
So you're going to go out into those food deserts and manage that and give some, well, you know, give opportunity for people to actually get fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. And I think
it's beyond nice. It's necessary.
Yeah. I think it's super important. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we are restoring people's ability to buy food that they want to eat and give them the opportunity to do so at a way that's accessible both physically and financially.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause oftentimes, geography and financial burden are the two main reasons that people are facing these food insecure situations. Of course, there's a lot of factors that lead to that. But what we can do at Valley Crest is we can bring food to people where they need it at a price that is affordable for them.
So to bring this back around, I asked how you got into it. Was it the statistics that brought you in, or is there something specific that happened, you know, that made you passionate about this?
Yeah.
I know you studied this in college as well.
So I studied sociology in college, and I did have an emphasis on social inequalities. I really actually thought that I was going to go into international education development for women and girls.
Nice.
And I ended up taking a year to work at a food pantry in Morgantown, West Virginia. We were the largest food pantry in Mon County, right in the downtown area, serving about 250 people a month.
Oh, wow.
So that was a really eye-opening experience. Within my first month there, I started in August.
Mm-hmm.
By September, I had become just so frustrated with the lack of fresh produce available, the fact that we were trying to get fresh produce and couldn't. We didn't have anywhere to store it. People wanted the fresh produce. And I was like, here's a can of green beans and here's a can of canned beets, which I don't know anybody that is really excited about canned beets.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started looking nationally at some programs that were going on and really getting involved with how I could connect my clients and the people that I was serving to the fresh produce that they wanted. So I started working closely with the farmers market and really built up a gleaning program where we ended up over the course of my 1 year running the food pantry, collecting thousands and thousands of pounds of produce, which was really awesome. But that still didn't really solve the problem because now if I got 400 pounds of squash 1 week, I had to get that 400 pounds out of the door to make room for the next donation. So, you know, if I'm accepting produce.
Was my next question. How did you manage that influx of produce to get it out in a timely fashion?
There's
with
a
the
lot
people?
Of just putting it in people's bags and hoping for the best, you know?
Did you, a lot of people, they've don't really know how to cook that kind of stuff.
Ooh, Ashley's a great newsletter that contains awesome recipes.
Thank you. Do you give recipes? When you had the squash, did you give a squash recipe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was a big fan of putting in recipes that involved very minimal ingredients. You know, a lot of times you'll look up how to make a butternut squash and it'll be like 50 ingredients, a bunch of equipment that nobody owns. And, you know, unless you're very elitist. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's not really a great way to do it. So I got really in the habit of looking at how to roast things, make them with one pan.
One of your recipes for kale was kale chips.
Exactly. That were made in the microwave.
Yeah.
So
what, like 30 seconds in the microwave with some salt and that's it. And you have a healthy,
yummy
chip alternative.
Yeah. I think it's a really interesting conversation about people not being able to cook, because there are a ton of studies that actually show that people who are living in the lower income situations actually cook more than people who aren't, because, you know, eating out is so
very much more expensive.
Oh, yes.
You know, if I go out to dinner for four people, that is easily $100. With like drinks and kids and all that kind of stuff. So I find actually that a lot of people did know how to cook a lot of the vegetables. In fact, one time I made the mistake of trying to give a recipe when I was handing out beets at the pantry.
Okay.
And literally people are taking them out of my hand, telling me for no less. I was down there for at least an hour and 15 minutes just listening to what other people did with their beets. Things that I had never even considered. So
that's a great connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people can share recipes with you.
Yeah, yeah. Food is a great uniter. You know, everybody eats. So
absolutely.
Seriously.
A great way to connect with people, I think.
That's true. We have our next commercial break, guys, so we will be right back with the news and the weather.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a salute to heroes for ICE and CBP, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to protect America's border. During his remarks, the president discussed the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day. We've spent and will soon be spending about $3.2 billion, and we're looking for about $5 billion for this next coming year. We're building the wall, but it's not easy because we have a little opposition called the Democrats. I guess they just don't mind crime. They don't mind crime. It's pretty sad.
Today, National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the topic turned to Iran.
And I frankly believe that all countries who care about peace and security in the Middle East should follow America's lead and ratchet up the pressure on Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
A South Florida priest has resigned after being accused of stealing more than $200,000 from the church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the case.
The Archdiocese of Miami says that Father Henrik Pollock has paid the money back to the St. Coleman Catholic Church in Pompano Beach, but he could still face legal action after the church reported the incident to the state attorney's office. The Miami Archbishop says the breach of trust saddens and disappoints him. The Sun Sentinel reports the Archdiocese reviewed the congregation's financial records after getting reports that the priest was diverting money, and he did agree to resign last Wednesday. The parish administrator has taken Father Pawalik's place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Hilton Head, South Carolina woman was attacked and killed by an alligator as she walked her dog near a lagoon. The attack occurred this morning at 9:30 a.m. around the Sea Pines Resort. in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Authorities said the dog was unharmed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Facebook has been accused by many conservatives of censoring or removing posts. Now, they apologized on Friday for doing exactly that to Prager University. Prager University is run by Dennis Prager, and it puts out videos from time to time on YouTube and Facebook dealing with various political, economic, and philosophical topics. Craig Strazzeri is PragerU's chief marketing officer. He was asked his thoughts on Facebook's apology.
Yeah, I mean, it's laughable. Give me a break. Nobody really believes this was a mistake. They removed not one but two videos as hate speech, and then after that, they subsequently censored 15 of our posts to reach zero of our 3 million followers. That doesn't sound like a mistake to me. It sounds like deliberate censorship of conservative ideas. Look, Mark Zuckerberg recently said that he is committed to making Facebook a platform for all ideas. Mr. Zuckerberg is failing on that commitment. This is a long-running pattern now. Facebook clearly, like other big tech companies, do not like ideas that they don't agree with.
Strazzeri was also asked on Fox News why this is such a big problem.
This is very serious. It's something that should be scaring every American. I'm glad that the President of the United States tweeted about big tech censorship yesterday or over the weekend, but it's unbelievable that the mainstream media continues to ignore this issue. If someone on the left was censored or had their videos removed, there would be riots in the street, and every single network would be covering this with wall-to-wall coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Weather for today, clouds, some sun. An isolated shower is possible. Highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds at 8 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. The lower 60s inland. Light east wind. Tuesday, we can look forward to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, most likely during the afternoon. More humid with highs in the upper 70s. And on Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, warmer, and humid. Again, scattered showers and highs in the lower 80s.
Hello.
Hey, Devin.
Oh, welcome back. Yes. P.S. I haven't heard this song in probably 10 years. Ashley, great choice.
Thank you. It's a reoccurring song on my playlist.
Perfect. I'm going to need to steal your iPod. iPod. Wow. See, now I'm going back to the...
What year is this? I
forgot. Yeah. So we're here with Ashley from Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. She is the executive director over there. And we talked about the Peach and Dahlia Festival. And then we talked about Ashley's passions behind food justice and food security. Is that right? Am I saying
Absolutely.
That right?
Look
you have
at
a
you.
Much better food vocabulary justice. Than I have when it comes to this. But I'm learning. You're teaching me. We wanted to talk
about... And
Devin
made us stop talking in the... In the commercial.
Yeah, every time they talk.
The good stuff happens on the break, I tell you.
I'm going to leave this on one of these days, and I'm not going to tell you guys, and you have no control over it. So I wanted to talk about upcoming events. I am super excited for, there's a big fundraising event, our annual fundraiser, coming up in November. Mm. I wanted to touch on, and then what else you guys have going on the farm, and how people can get involved. Where do you want to start? There's a lot of options there.
So we can start with upcoming events.
Okay.
This week in particular is a super busy week on the farm. We have Wednesday, a DIY soap and spa products workshop. So that is on our Facebook page.
Nice.
Definitely check it out. Spots are filling up quickly for that.
So we all love to make soap and body products and stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's a good way to know all the ingredients, and I make all of mine at home.
Seriously?
Oh, absolutely. I prefer them so much to the stuff I'm buying at the store, and it's so much cheaper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it cost me less than $1 for a whole little jar. And it, wow. Like I said, works absolutely so much better. It takes 5 minutes.
Hmm. Yes. Cool. So when is that?
So that's going to be Wednesday at 7.
Wednesday night. Okay.
This Wednesday?
So cancel your Wednesday night plans.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
ValleyCrestFarmNJ.org. Go ahead and sign up. They do PayPal or credit card online.
You can sign up on Facebook as well.
What's going on Facebook? Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then Thursday?
Thursday, we have a sip and build terrariums. So that's a BYOB party where you will construct your own little terrarium.
How cute is that?
Well, okay, so what's in the terrarium? Is it like, okay, I had a terrarium when I was a kid and there was a snake and two turtles and a frog and a toad.
This is not one with animals.
Okay.
We are not giving away
plants
animals.
Terrarium.
It's just plants, mostly succulents and, you know, plants Ooh. That don't require a lot of maintenance.
Perfect. So I can do this.
You can yes. do this. That one only has just a few spots left. So if you're interested, I would go on. Sign up right now.
Like now.
ValleyCrestFarmNJ.org.
Exactly.
I did post it on the Girl Boss Facebook
Ooh,
page,
great.
Their actual website.
I'm so glad you're attending.
So we'll
you.
Have to get the Facebook page in there, but the actual website's there.
So go watch us live on Girl yes. Boss HCR on Facebook, and then follow ValleyCrest. Oh, look, we have some viewers.
Oh, very cool.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So, okay, so we have the soap on Wednesday, the terrarium on Thursday.
Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a Meet the Bees workshop. If you are interested at all in beekeeping, this is one you do not want to miss.
Or learning what bees can and can't sting you, because there's not a lot of them that can, right?
I don't know what you
We said. Really need honeybees, too, and we need lots of people interested in taking care of them. Mm-hmm. We need beekeepers, or as my neighbor calls it, bee havers.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
Oh, boy.
Some of the winters are rough around here, and the hive just doesn't make it, you know? So it's quite an art.
Well, and what I learned is that there's not a lot of bees that will actually sting you. Like the honeybees don't sting you. These little sweat bees don't sting you. It's shocking.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to learn.
Yeah,
it's Saturday.
Think they'll be doing all sorts of cool stuff. Again, you'll have to check out our website and sign up. It's another popular one, so I definitely encourage you, if you're at all interested, make sure you register.
And who's hosting that? Do we know?
Bob Kloss is going to be hosting
it.
Awesome.
Nice.
And he has beehives at ValleyCrest, right?
He does. He helps us to manage most of our bees, and he's helped set up the hives that we have another individual managing.
Awesome.
So he's been very involved. He's very involved with beekeeping all over northern New Jersey. He's a really great resource for anybody interested in anything bees.
And are we going to, do they have honey for sale? Can I pick up some local honey?
We are harvesting honey. So Ooh. You will get to learn all about how to do that, what that looks like, and what you do after it's harvested.
Nice.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Are we going to be tasting it?
I would assume you would be tasting it.
Awesome.
You'll have to check out the website.
Are you going to be selling those honeycombs? Will you have any available, or you just take the honey out right at this point?
We'll just take the honey out at this point. I know they reuse the hives
the
and
frames.
The combs.
Yeah.
The frames, yes, for the winter. So,
super excited. Educational opportunity.
Absolutely.
And then we have a couple crafts, a couple drinking activities. So check out the website. Come out to the farm.
So great week at ValleyCrest. November 2nd, we have our big annual fundraiser, which we are so excited about. We'll be featuring some farm produce for eating. It's called Flavors of Fall. We'll have a silent auction and a lot of really good opportunities to socialize and come out and support our farm.
So wine and food pairing. So again, it is our annual fundraiser. It's a huge deal. I've been going for the past couple of years. I got stuck being keynote speaker last year, which was lovely. I think I did a great job.
I bet you
radio
did,
shows
Devin.
Helping build my confidence there. So come out, learn about the farm, drink some wine. Beneduce comes and supports us. From Beneduce Vineyards, amazing vineyard. If you haven't been out there Saturdays and Sundays, they do live music at the vineyard. So if you're not visiting us on Saturday and Sunday, go visit Beneduce's.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we have a huge catered appetizer hors d'oeuvres menu of different local restaurants and foods. And we'll be featuring some of our produce this year as well. So it's a great time. We're expanding it drastically this year, and that is November 2nd.
Absolutely.
That's a great timing for it, too, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Come be charitable.
After Halloween, it sort of, like, starts off the season, the holiday season, I think.
Yeah, it'll be a great way to kick off the Thanksgiving pre-holiday. That's my favorite. So
come give back. Come give back at Valley Crest. Help us continue our mission in food security and education.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you.
Now, if people do want to actually come help, I'm checking the time, sorry. If people do want to come help us, what can they do? How can they get involved? What opportunities do they have?
We have endless opportunities. We have opportunities on the farm. If you're interested in really getting outdoors and kind of doing some physical labor, for those who are maybe not so interested in that, we have plenty of opportunities to help on the nonprofit side. In the office, marketing, graphic design, event help, we have definitely so many opportunities on our event committee. And so whatever your skill is, we have an opportunity for you. And if you are interested in volunteering, definitely reach out. You can give us a call at the farm, 908-238-9696. Or you can check out our website. We have a volunteer form on there. You will get contacted if you fill it out.
So Ashley will be calling you.
Yes, you will. You'll hear this familiar voice.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you have kids that need to get outside and do physical labor, send them to Ashley.
Absolutely.
Did you guys hear that? I heard that on the news this morning. The doctors are prescribing like written prescriptions for playing outside.
What?
Unstructured outside play.
What? They have recess. Don't they have recess still?
No. You know, they're really cutting that down and they're structuring it and, you know, kids have to
be involved.
What radio?
Was this 101? Can we say what radio?
No, it was television.
TV.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I had it on this morning. It was Channel 2, CBS. So out of New York.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Outdoor play, unstructured play is down 23%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I really want to know if kids around here have recess. If anybody's listening, can you let us know? Like comment useful on Facebook
recess
Live?
Where they're actually like just play.
What are kids doing?
Play soccer.
We were told that our telephone's down, so I'm sorry we can't call in. But let us
post
know.
On our Facebook page as we're live
What do your kids do
feed?
For recess? Do your kids get outdoor playtime? Because if they don't, you can come to Valley Crest.
Absolutely.
Even if they do, it's great to be outside and doing something constructive and get a little dirty and you know, use your brain and problem solve. All sorts of great things happen when you go outside and you know, just be out there.
Being outdoors and growing food has been linked. Every single study ever has found that it helps reduce anxiety, reduce depression, raises levels of happiness, raises involvement in the community, which is super important, again, for your overall ability to thrive. You have a better work performance, better school performance. So definitely come out and join us. We're happy to have you.
A little fresh air and vitamin D.
Absolutely. On that note, guys, we're going to pop off to our last commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I feel so pretty. Welcome back to Girl Boss. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Sellis. Wild and crazy ladies navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss.
Hello, I surprised Deb a little bit with that. I'm so sorry.
I'm waving at everyone on Facebook without my makeup on. It's No Makeup Monday. Yay!
So we're here with,
so pretty.
With Ashley from Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. And we're discussing how you can get involved, what Valley Crest is, her history with the organization. What were you going to say?
Yeah, like I was asking how long has it been Valley Crest Farm and Preserve? You had two dates that you gave me, so tell me what those were again.
Yeah, so the big history of the farm is it was originally purchased in 1994. And then became Valley Crest Farm in 1997. In 2011, it was a nonprofit was created to carry out the original mission of the farm. And that's where we got the preserve from. Around that same time, we had become Preserved Farm and Forest Land. In 2016, the LeCompte family who founded the farm so generously donated 110 acres of Preserved Farm and Forest Land to the nonprofit, thus leading to what we are now, which is Valley Crest Farm and Preserve, 110-acre nonprofit farm and forest, which is absolutely so incredible. We are beyond fortunate as a nonprofit farm to be able to own the land and even further to have it be preserved farmland. Really exceptional.
And it's located right here in the heart of Clinton Township.
Yep. We're about 5 minutes from downtown Clinton, right off Allerton Road. So definitely stop by. We're open every day right now, 9 to 4 for pick your own. Feel free to come walk one of our trails, pick some peaches, pick some apples. We pick your own dahlias.
I cannot believe the apples are ready already. I feel like that should be like an August to September thing.
We have our summer varieties in right now. So that's we have awesome. Some ginger golds, which are delicious. You know, the summer variety apples also took me a little bit by surprise, but they're great. We've been hearing really wonderful things about them.
Are they more tart? Are they good for baking? What are they good for?
I think they're better for just eating. I think when you start to get into the fall, those are the better baking apples.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Honeycrisp is my favorite, but I don't like it baked.
We still have a ton of... I don't know if we still have Honeycrisp. When I was growing up, we had Honeycrisp, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have about 16 varieties right now.
Gala was another really good one, G-A-L-A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my son's favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Honeycrisp are my favorite as well. I make a really good kale parmesan cheddar salad with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's delicious. Once we get into the fall, I'll send it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just some diced up raw apples, kale, like I said, some Parmesan. I honestly normally skip the cheddar because I always forget to buy it.
Yeah.
Every single time. And I'll add shrimp to it to make it a meal. And I make a little lemon vinaigrette or lemon olive oil dressing. It's delicious.
Yeah. And she sends us out on her updates for the farm.
Yeah. So subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get a weekly recipe with some in-season produce.
And Ashley's a fantastic writer. So it's really just fun to read her. Blogging author.
Thank you for reading everything that I send out.
I'm nutty.
It means
it's really interesting.
So
it's fascinating. You are a really good writer, so it's enjoyable to read because it's a very conversational letter.
Well, thank you.
Which is nice.
I appreciate that.
editorial. So
newsletters take a lot of effort, so it's nice to know that people are
taking
the time to go through and really, really look at it. I think I'm pretty fortunate that we do have a pretty high click rate even within. So I know people are actually looking at the recipes and reading it. So I do make sure that it is top notch before sending it out. But
well, we like it from the consumer end.
Thank you.
And so I have a little naked baby on my iPad right now. I really hope nobody can see this. I didn't realize that. It's Nirvana. That was the song that just came out.
Oh.
The album cover. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Anyway, so back to Valley Crest, away from the album covers on my phone or iPad. Let's see. What else is going on? What are our plans for the future? What are Valley Crest's plans for the future?
Yeah, the big vision that you have for Valley Crest Farm, we talked about serving some food deserts, real local food deserts.
Before we go there, what's the difference between Valley Crest and Grow a Row?
Oh, that is a great question.
That is a great question. We'll come back to me in a minute.
Yeah, because you were talking about local, and I think that's the biggest difference between the two of them, right? So
there's a few differences. Grow a Row is a really incredible organization that I'm sure most people are familiar with. They do a lot of really fantastic work. So they are focused on growing produce and collecting gleaned produce. And they are really great about sending it to areas that are traditionally low income. So they work a lot in Camden and Newark. I believe they're starting to work in some areas of Pennsylvania. So that is really exceptional. They do they work with different organizations and they do some free farmers markets. What we do is really focus on building community food security. So community food security is an idea that in order for communities to be food secure, it really takes the village. So we're looking at programs that are place-based. We want to make sure that the places that we are serving, we are also living and working and we are participating in that community. I feel that it is really important for us to make sure that we're not that we're going and providing an opportunity for our neighbors to access the fresh produce. And we're also working to allow people to experience system changes within our food and agricultural systems. So by going in and doing a pay what you can market, we're allowing people to engage in alternative sourcing strategies that traditionally haven't been there. And that system change, is something that will lead to a long-term solution to food insecurity. We're really not looking to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, essentially, which is what a lot of the emergency food system world is trying to do, which is, of course, not the fault of emergency food.
It's an emergency.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the emergency food system was not developed to solve food insecurity. It's just, unfortunately, become the face of what to do. You know, handing people excess food is not going to solve
the long-term,
the systematic implications and the systematic reasons that people are suffering from food insecurity. So we're really looking at developing, like I said, alternative sourcing strategies, creating opportunities that are replicable for other small-scale farmers to get involved in addressing food insecurity in their own communities. And we're looking at promoting opportunities for long-term change. So supporting, for example, the Farm Bill. It's a Farm Bill year, making sure that we are following and educating our community on what that means and what the topics are. We, at this point, aren't really giving policy suggestions, but just making sure that people are aware of the different factors that do influence the food that they're eating and the way that their neighbors are able to access food.
You want to tell us, do you know offhand, can you wing what's going on right now?
With the Farm Bill?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a hot mess. So it's a Farm Bill year, which is what happens once every 5 years. So right now, the House has approved their version of the bill. The Senate has approved their version of the bill. It is a federal bill.
Of course.
They do not match up well, and they are working that out. So we'll see.
That's until they have a challenge.
figured out, it's not really relevant to us at this point. Is that what you're saying?
There are a lot of topics that are very relevant to us. I would definitely encourage everybody to, you know, Google Farm Bill and really look at it. There are a lot of proposals that will affect every aspect of your food system, whether it's, you know, what chemicals are allowed to be used, how you're allowed to farm, who is getting funding for grants, all of the food security federal grant programs run through the Farm Bill, food stamps run through the Farm Bill, nutrition funding runs through the Farm Bill.
That's a really big chunk of funding.
Let me
all no, agriculture like runs through the
all
farm
our
bill.
Food.
Yeah, let exactly.
Let me try to rephrase that. Until do we need to be concerned with it prior to
yes.
the House and the Senate agreeing on the terms?
Yes.
Why?
We should be concerned with it now to make sure that our voices are heard in the shaping of the final bill.
And how can we make our voices
yeah,
heard?
Yeah, I agree.
Call your legislators. Talk to the people who are running for Congress. Talk to the people who are running for your state legislator. Talk to your government officials at every level. Municipal, city, state, county, federal. Literally call all the time. Call. Call every day. I call every day on my way to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's so annoying.
It was so very easy. Well.
You just speed dial, press, you know, this is what I think is important today. And just so you know, I'm watching and I'm hoping that you make the decisions that are best for the state of New Jersey.
Do you have that number?
I can probably look it up for you.
Yeah, because, you know, as people, we can lobby too. So it's not just the big lobby companies that have all the power. They do want to hear from us. They want to know what we're thinking. So they can properly respond to it.
I pay attention a lot to our agriculture policy. So that's something that really does get missed.
That's interesting.
We'll post it. That's later
we'll
on.
Post it, yeah.
So farm subsidies are one of the things that...
Absolutely. And farm subsidies are really interesting, the way that they go out. So most farm subsidies do go to big agricultural industry, while small-scale farmers are... 85% of small-scale farmers are subsidizing their farm with off-farm income. So most farmers are working a full-time job and then going home and farming all night and all weekend.
And I think that's changing, not for the better or not for the worse, but in an overall national sense, is the smaller farmers are becoming obsolete and the larger, more commercial farms are taking over, you know, the 5,000, 10,000-acre farmers as opposed to the little 100-acre farmers. So it's a interesting change that we're going through right now, but we can talk more about that next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are done for the day, I think, guys.
Oh, yeah.
So okay, thank you, Ashley, for coming in and talking with us. Is there any final words of wisdom that you want to impart to our listeners?
Yeah, you can learn more about Valley Crest Farm and Preserve at valleycrestfarmnj.org. Or give us a call at 908-238-9696.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on Girl Boss Today. Whether you're planning a visit to our area or fortunate to live here in the Skylands region of New Jersey, we encourage you to visit these businesses and start one of your own. The world needs that special gift that only you have. Join us as part of the Women Supporting Women movement. We hope you enjoyed today's chat. Remember to like us on Facebook at Girl Boss HCR. And make sure to stay tuned for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m., only on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a salute to heroes for ICE and CBP, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to protect America's borders. During his remarks, the president discussed the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day. We've spent and will soon be spending about $3.2 billion, and we're looking for about $5 billion for this next coming year. We're building the wall, but it's not easy because we have a little opposition called the Democrats. I guess they just don't mind crime. They don't mind crime. It's pretty sad.
Today, National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the topic turned to Iran.
And I frankly believe that all countries who care about peace and security in the Middle East should follow America's lead and ratchet up the pressure on Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.